Life Audio.
Hey friend, Heather Creekmore here. I'm glad you're listening to the Compare Do show today. Today's the second part of my coaching call with Presley. This is our second call together. So if you're thinking, I already listened to the second part. No, that was a different second part. This is our second coaching call, part two of that call. And I just so appreciate Presley's willingness to be genuine, authentic, open, and recorded. So just very grateful for her and her willingness to, you know, let us record these sessions so that hopefully you can be encouraged by them and you can maybe hear something in our conversation that applies to your situation, to your freedom journey, and be encouraged by that. If you want coaching, if you're like, I want to have that kind of conversation with you, Heather, I do that. It's available. Go to the improvebodyimage.com website and then go to the coaching tab. Sign up for the Body Image Freedom Framework course. And you can sign up to do that with group coaching. New groups start in April. Or you can do it with individual coaching. Or you can just sign up for the course and you can add coaching sessions as you go. But I do all of my coaching through that course now, because as you'll hear in my conversation with Presley, it just really helps to have some framework to work from. It makes the conversation go so much smoother. And I set it up this way ultimately to save you money so we could make progress a little faster without having to do so many sessions, because you'll be working on your own through the course content and then we'll meet together to discuss it. So go check that out if that's something you're interested in. I just have to report that our groups going through the 40-day body image workbook are going awesome. We are having so much fun over there. If you all missed it, you missed it, but I might offer it again because it's just been such a good time. I'm excited for us. We are almost to the finish line, but those groups are going great. And if you haven't read the 40-day body image workbook yet, go grab a copy because I think it'll help you too. Now let's get to today's show.
Welcome to Compare to Who, the podcast to help you make peace with your body so you can savor God's rest and feel His love. If you're tired of fighting body image the world's way, Compare to Who is the show for you. You've likely heard lots of talk about loving your body, but my goal is different. Striving to fall in love with stretch marks and cellulite is a little silly to me. Instead, I want to encourage you and remind you with the truth of Scripture that you are seen, you are known, and you are loved no matter what your size or shape. Here, the pressure is off. If you're looking for real talk, biblical encouragement, and regular reminders that God loves you and you're not alone, you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's show, and hey, tell a friend about it.
Like, I think that's what it is.
Yes.
To be safe, you know, and
yeah,
to make sure that no one ever criticizes me, to make sure I'm never rejected. To make sure I'm always acceptable, that I would be safe. But we're never going to be safe here. I mean, except for in Jesus, right? In the Lord, we can be safe.
Exactly.
But in this place of, you know, this body will keep me safe. This look will keep me safe. This size will keep me safe. This kind of hair, you know, this kind of skin, right. This body part. Like, none of those things actually.
Yeah, I think Tim Keller said in one of his sermons, I listened to a bunch of them that weren't on the course because it went on a loop, but uh-huh. he said something like, we chase beauty to cover up the fact that we're dying, that we're all dying, and we just want to hide behind beauty. And that's kind of true. Like, if there's so much anxiety and I feel like it does, because if you look good and feel good and then everything's fine.
Yeah.
And safe.
Yeah. Well, and I don't really know where this is coming from, but I'm thinking about, so the word hypocrite really, like, literally means like a mask that you, like, from the Greek, it was like a mask that you put on. And it's like, in Christ, we want to be like authentic. We want to have integrity. We want our outside and our inside to like match. And the idol and body image issues tell us we have to put on a mask. Like, you know, the shame is too much. So we need a mask so people can see what we want them to see, and then they'll believe what the outside shows is what's on the inside too. And yet, I remember when my eating disorder and just my, like, my 20s and good part of my 30s and a little bit of my teens, like, I might have looked like I had it all together sometimes, but like the inside was just a mess. There wasn't a match. And I thought it was better to have that kind of disconnected match where at least the outside looks good. Like, at least I'm fooling everyone. Right?
Exactly.
Versus like cleaning up the inside.
That's harder. That is so much harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've been married to my husband now for, I think this will be the fourth year in November. And I am seeing all the whitewashedness of the tomb and the death and decaying on the inside, because it is revealing all of my defects.
Yep, marriage
that is harder. Oh yeah, disillusionment. Yep. And then Tim Keller is also reading his book on marriage, teaching me what is also the point of marriage, and like, oh, it's holiness, not happiness and romance, and it's not a novel or a book. That is another worldly thing that has to go.
Right, and how easy it is to get so disappointed. And like, the exact same thing we do with our body image, right? Like, I think for me, marriage was definitely an idol too. Like, I thought just being married was going to fix it all and that it was going to save me. And it was, and I knew better, but yet, I don't know. I just wanted to believe the fantasy, I guess. I wanted to believe
ultimate fulfillment.
Right. Or rescue.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that word resonate with you?
Yeah. Like the princess movie, and you're in the tower and they're coming to get you and everything's good after that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, oh, wait, this was just the beginning of the journey. Dadgummit. This isn't the rescue.
It's really
just the start of the movie.
Word sanctification has a whole new meaning. It's like a little bit of whiplash now. Even think of sanctification.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and I think within marriage, right? And I mean, giving yourself grace also, Presley, because so you felt rejection from mom. And then you were in a marriage where you felt that same rejection, right? And so giving yourself grace to have some space and take some time with, you know, what is it? Like, what does it look like to feel safe here? Right. Can I trust that this is safe? You know, can I be fully myself and still be accepted? You know, and it sounds like your husband is doing a good job of like proving to you a little, you know, like, I don't notice the patch of hair on your back, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. He like, is the best. Like the Lord couldn't have picked him better, because he is the best. And I wish I could say I didn't bring my baggage over into the relationship, but I did. But yeah, he is perfect. And it is like, I'm adjusting to feeling comfortable and free and able to be fully seen. I'm not there yet, but like, I'm working on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and the fact that you have a safe person to work on it with is so important. You know, that's a blessing.
Oh, the best. Yeah. He is a sweet, sensitive, masculine little baby.
I love it. I love it. Well, what else came up for you this week? Anything we haven't touched on?
I took a few notes. So after the call last week, I talked to my sister that night, because I was like, I drew a blank. I don't know anything about myself or my life. and she reminded me that when we were growing up at home, my mom and dad were always telling her that she needed to be more like me, and she needed to work out, and she needed to stop eating so much. And she was too big for her age. She was too big for also her frame and all this stuff. And what brought that up is my brother had sent us some pictures of me and her from home. I think I was 13 and she was 16 or something like that. And I looked at her and she was totally not too big. And I was also not big at all. So it was like, wow. So we were normal. But so then I realized that working out and like being fit at my house was also like, something that was righteous, something that was like praised, and she needed to be more like me. So then I thought to myself, I need to also be more like me because I don't really like, I don't feel strong, or I don't feel like, this is who I am. So I needed to fall into that identity, even though I fell out of it at with that marriage to my son's dad, and I gained a bunch of weight, and it went on the back burner, working out, and because other stuff was, taking over. But I always fell back into it when I had time. But yeah, so that came up. I totally forgot about that. That my parents used to say that to my sister, and I was like, shame. What must she be dealing with because of it?
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Well, you use the word righteousness again, and I didn't bring it up the first time you used it, but it's an interesting thing because most of us learned our body image issues kind of as a religion, right? It's, this is what my family values. This is what we do in this family to be considered good and acceptable and right. Right. And there's a Tim Keller sermon. I don't know if it's on the course. I want to teach it again, or maybe I did teach it again. Oh my goodness, Presley. I don't know. Did I teach about righteousness? Did I do the righteousness one?
I'm pretty sure righteousness is in there because that's where I found the term, either in the course or from, but I didn't know that out of my own.
Yeah. So he defines righteousness as being right with. Right. And so our righteousness, which is the exact right word in our families of origin, is what it took to be right with mom, dad, or mom and dad. And so if exercising, being in shape, being fit to a certain level was righteousness, I mean, it's really hard to. And this is really what we're called to as Christians, right? But like, we don't think about it, I think, in this like micro of a way. But when we accept that Jesus has died on the cross, our sins are forgiven, that we are his, right? What we're doing, and Jonna talked about this a little bit in the interview we did, because this was a concept I worked through with her. But what we're really doing is we're saying, no, I've been adopted by Jesus. Right? Like I'm adopted. I have a new family. And part of that, that I don't think most of us kind of go through line by line is, okay, like what did my old family, like my, physical earthly family, what did they count as righteousness? Well, they counted fitness. They counted, body size. Like these things were righteousness to my old family. But now I'm adopted. I have this new family. And
that's so true.
What is righteousness in my new family? Well, I'm only right because of Jesus. Like Paul says, like there's nothing I can do. Like my resume is dung because I got nothing, right? I got nothing that can make me righteous in my new family except for Jesus.
Right.
And the pressure's off. But I do think we have to. Like that's where so much of what Paul teaches, right, applies is like, oh, I have to renew my mind. I have to remember a new family. I'm not in my old family. I'm in a new family.
Yeah.
I have to remember I'm in a new economy, not in the old economy. I'm in God's economy. Like I, and it's, what are you thinking?
It certainly takes reminding over and over. It certainly does. But all of the stuff, yeah, like being in the new family, and like I think that's honestly what I'm going through this week is learning that belonging to the Lord is in every aspect of my life. Like I'm literally learning a new, even though I was a Christian for like 3 years when I met my husband. It's not very long, probably, for a lot of people, but I still didn't really know what to expect from marriage. I still had the worldly view of marriage. So now I'm really learning in the thick of it what is marriage in the Lord's economy, and what is body image in the Lord's economy, and what is everything and everything. And it's definitely renewing my mind constantly, constantly, constantly. And everything I know is wrong. Everything.
Which, I mean, I guess that's what Paul is saying, right? Every system that I have known to try to make myself impressive to you is wrong. It doesn't mean anything.
Which is also like, yay. Yay.
Right. It's
I
like
was
the
not stacking up anyway.
right. Right. How freeing is that? I don't have to keep trying to prove myself or, and really, so let's go back to the shame. I don't have to keep trying to cover my shame that way either.
I'm slowly uncovering that, which is very freeing. Which I think that's even why I can share some of it, because like the hair on the back thing used to be like my, deathbed secret. I wouldn't share that. That
Gonna tell the coroners to wax you before they put you in the
like
coffin. Just so no one,
exactly.
in case anyone checks.
Yes, I actually remember being a teenager and like sitting on a couch with my shirt and like sweating, so nervous that my shirt may lift up and show. And so now to think as an adult, just sharing that openly, it's like, well, that's some progress. So.
Absolutely, it is. And let's go there for a second, right? Because I think the myth of the mask, right? That hypocrite's mask. The myth of that mask is that that keeps us safe, right? But the truth is that when we can be open and honest in integrity, where the outside and the inside is where the beauty comes from, and then the outside matches because it's coming from the inside out, right? Like that integrity, that authenticity, that it feels so much like we feel so much freer, and we start to see how the fact that we weren't safe was somewhat of a disillusion, right? That, well, and it's like I've shared this a number of times on the podcast, but when I put in Compared to Who, the line about how I used to hide candy wrappers in the bottom of the trash, like I would throw away something that I wasn't quote unquote supposed to eat. But instead of throwing it on the top of the trash, I would like lift up trash and like throw it like lower. And I like, even at the final revision of the book, was like, maybe I should take that out. People don't really need to know that about me. Like, that's pretty like neurotic or something. I don't know what that is, but that probably is not a good thing. I'm going to be analyzed for that. And I had, within the first couple of years that Compared to Who came out, I had more people write me about that one specific line than almost anything else in the book, because
So
that
many of
was,
us are doing
because that was the line where people were like, and it was like, okay, shame told me I had to hide that. And, but what happened when I shared it was I had a whole bunch of people be like, oh yeah, me too. And that kind of emboldened me to share more. Because like, oh, the more I share, the more people are like, oh yeah, me too, me too. And it's like, oh, well, this isn't dangerous. This was actually safer than I thought it was, because I'm actually drawing closer to people, because I'm not behind the mask of, oh, I'm so perfect. Don't you see how perfect I am, Presley? I'm perfect. I'm perfect. Don't question me. I'm perfect. Right? Like that mask isn't between us. That mask can come down and we can just be real with each other.
So then I can also show you my ugly.
Right, it's safe. Yeah. And then that's how we know we're seen. Right? Because really, when you just, and I think, you know, I think that women with a lot of beauty, models, celebrities, but just your regular women who have been naturally blessed with a lot of physical beauty, I think one of the struggles there is, do people really see me, or do they just see my body? Do they really want to know me, or do they just, you know, want to be with someone who looks like me, you know, and they still don't feel seen, because, you know, what matters is what's below the surface, below the skin.
Yeah. Or like a very rich person. I think Tim Keller touched on something that was like that in, like, did you marry God for his money? Mm-hmm. Do you want just what he can give you?
Yeah.
So Tim Keller is great.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think Jonna was like, you like Tim Keller a lot. They're like, yeah, but what's not to like? His teaching really. Around. Well, and it's interesting, like every sermon that I've listened to of his, like there's always a body image application.
Every single one.
Title, I'm like, oh, I don't know. There's probably not going to be any application here. That's a weird title. And I'm like,
exactly.
He actually mentions it. So, but I guess his audience, New York City, was where he preached for so many years. You know, I'm sure like success issues and, you know, physical beauty issues are probably really common in his congregations. So that's why he brought it up a lot. Well, we have a couple minutes left. Was there anything else that kind of stuck out to you from what you worked on the last week or so?
I think I got it all out. Yep.
Okay. So here's what I'd like you to do for your homework.
Okay.
I want you to dig more into this adoption concept.
Ooh, yay.
So in that, I want you to write the rules of righteousness from your family of origin. So we rattled off a couple of them, and they might not come to you quickly, right? These are kind of hidden a lot of times. It might be like you're doing something this week, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, now I remembered, like, you know, in my family, we never eat this food, or, you know, like what, like there's a wide variety of things that it could be.
Right.
Some families, it's like, we don't like speak about what happens inside the family to people outside the family. It's like, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is our family motto. You know, like there's a variety of different ways that could go, but just anything that you think of that was kind of like a rule that you've held on to because you learned it in your family of origin. I'd write those rules.
Okay.
And then I want you to like look up verses on adoption in the Bible. What does it say about being adopted? I did a podcast episode on the Ephesians passage probably a year and a half ago. But if you go to the podcast search and just put in Ephesians or adoption, you should be able to find it. If you want to listen to that as kind of a refresher.
Okay.
But, and then like, what does it really mean? Like, what does that get you? Not that, you know, like, that's kind of a rough way to word it, but like what?
Right.
Like, what does that practically mean for you now? And
yeah,
these struggles.
That's a good one.
And then were you doing your image idol, like looking at your image idol every day? Did you do that exercise already? Oh, there she is. Oh, there she is. So how has that been? Like, what have any thoughts or feelings come up as you've been like staring at her?
Yeah, I mean, when I looked at her, I thought, I see why I think I would be above reproach, because everything physically is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But now after talking to you, I'm thinking like just a whitewashed tomb thing keeps coming up, that the outside is showing beauty, but the inside isn't, you can't see, only the Lord can see that.
Have you gotten to the point where you've kind of had to think about like, what would it really look like if I looked like her? Have you gotten into any of that? You know, like, because a lot of clients that I work with will be like, you know, yeah, I want her body, but like, oh, I really wouldn't want like that nose, or, you know, like they kind of start nitpicking a little bit. But the reality of, like, if you look just like her, well, chances are then people would just be like, oh, it's nice to meet you. You know who you look like.
Yeah.
You know, and so it wouldn't be you. It would be like, what do you look like, right? But just kind of thinking through, what would that actually mean? And that might be in the questions in the course too. So you might have already seen some of those questions, but like, what would it actually mean to look like her? What would it mean, like, to your husband, to your kids, to your community?
Yikes. I don't think that would mean anything.
But yet you want it so bad.
Yeah.
I should journal about that. There you go. Boom. We found it. What would it mean? It wouldn't mean anything. And yet I want it so badly. Why do you want something that wouldn't mean anything so badly?
Yikes.
That'll be a good time.
Yeah. I'll definitely have to explore that.
Yeah. Because it comes down to value, right? I place value on this thing and none of these other people would. What do I do with that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Presley. Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Can I pray for you?
Definitely.
Yeah, let's pray. Lord, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much. Thank you so much for the work you're doing in Presley. God, I see the spark there. I see light. I see joy. I see rising God confidence. And thank you for just the freedom that you have given her to just be authentic and be open and not even mind having herself recorded for other people to hear her story. Lord, that in and of itself shows, like she said, just the growth she's already experienced here and the freedom she's already tasting. Lord, just make it even more so. Lord, these little encumberments, these entanglements, these loose chains that are still kind of hanging off of her, weighing her down. Lord, show us where to go. Show us what those are. And ultimately, God, free her from them. Break the chains off, that she can walk fully in freedom as your daughter, knowing that she's safe from rejection in you, that she's acceptable and loved in you, and that she can rest in that without having to strive to look like anyone else or strive to even be her best self. But she can just rest and follow what you have for her. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, lady. Well, thanks so much for that.
Thank you also. Thank you very much.
Hey, friend, I hope today's session with Presley has encouraged you. If you want coaching, if you want someone to talk through your stuff with, hey, I'm here for you. Reach out. Go to improvebodyimage.com and look under the coaching tab. I do require all my coaching clients go through the Body Image Freedom Framework online course, because as you could tell, it made the conversation with Presley go so much smoother because she had some content to work from. So go check that out. I do have a new group starting in April, but I work with individual clients through this course in the same way all year round. So go check that out. And I would love the opportunity to work with you. I hope something today has helped you stop comparing and start living. The Compare Do Show is proud to be part of the Life Audio Podcast Network. For more great Christian podcast content, go to lifeaudio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.